The small household appliances go first. After half a year of this stalemate that you abhor, a woman's atomic knife won't work anymore. Her stove begins failing. Her washer doesn't do a good job. The temperature-humidity control in her house dies on a hot summer day. What happens? He paused for an answer, and Sut said calmly, "Nothing. People endure a good deal in war." "Very true. They do. They'll send their sons out in unlimited numbers to die horribly on broken spaceships. They'll bear up under enemy bombardment if it means they have to live on stale bread and foul water in caves half a mile deep. But it's very hard to bear up under little things when the patriotic uplift of imminent danger is not present. It's going to be a stalemate. There will be no casualties, no bombardments, no battles. There will just be a knife that won't cut, and a stove that won't cook, and a house that freezes in the winter. It will be annoying, and people will grumble." Sut said slowly, wonderingly, "Is that what you're setting your hopes on, man? What do you expect? A housewives' rebellion? A Jacquerie? A sudden uprising of butchers and grocers with their cleavers and bread knives shouting, 'Give us back our automatic super cleano atomic washing machines!'" "No, sir," said Mallow impatiently. "I do not. I expect, however, a general background of grumbling and dissatisfaction, which will be seized on by more important figures later on." "And what more important figures are these?" "The manufacturers, the factory owners, the industrialists of Corel. When 2 years of the stalemate have gone, the machines in the factories will, one by one, begin to fail. Those industries which we have changed from first to last with our new atomic gadgets will find themselves very suddenly ruined. The heavy industries will find themselves en masse, and at a stroke, the owners of nothing but scrap machinery that won't work.